we prefer, if we can, to have our own clients referring people and endorsement partners. The reason for that is because, you know, Facebook is wonderful and all of that, but our best customers always come from referrals, like 100%.
Hey babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions. All right, mommy millionaires, welcome back to a new episode. I'm really excited about our special guest because he stayed up late just to do this podcast for us today. He's going to be bringing so much knowledge, something that I've never covered on the podcast before. So Stephen Summers is the co-founder of Marketplace Superheroes, an online education and services company that helps people across the world learn how to sell their own products globally on Amazon from complete scratch. Together with his business partner, Robert Ricci, they have sold over 12 million of products on Amazon and have helped over 4,500 people learn to do the same. That's impressive. And I got to tell you guys, a lot of you know Kimmy. She's my executive assistant and she runs through everything. We get things every single day from people that want to be on the podcast. Well, Kimmy looked into Stephen and she was like, Kayla, I don't care what you say, you have to have Stephen on the podcast. My first thing was, I don't know e-commerce. You know, nobody listening in knows e-commerce. We're not going to do it. Kimmy says, I don't care. People need to know about this guy. He is helping so many people. He really knows his stuff. So Kimmy was a big advocate for you, Stephen. So then I checked you out and I was like, all right, we can have him on. I'm really excited. So I think it's funny that Kimmy, because, you know, Kimmy, she's very like black and white. And so she's either like, heck no, you're not in, or heck yes, you got to have him. So she fought for you. And then, you know, now, you know, mommy millionaires are going to fall in love with Marketplace Superheroes. And you're coming all the way from Ireland for this podcast. So welcome to the show.
Well, what an introduction, first of all. Thank you so much. I love the energy. I do a lot of these different shows, and I have to say, the women really bring the energy way more than the guys do. So I love it, first of all. Thanks for having me. God bless Kimmy as well for fighting for my honor as well. So nice job. Yeah, and I'm delighted to be here. And as you say, yeah, the e-commerce thing, for a lot of people, it's a scary thing, right? But my goal today is to really show everybody in the Mommy Millionaire universe that actually the way we teach Amazon, it is anything but technical. You don't need to have a website or anything like that. And it's very, very possible to get a really successful business up and running in a relatively short period of time. So I'm really looking forward to breaking that down and hopefully busting some myths as well around e-commerce. So yeah, I'm excited to get going. So whatever you want to do, I will talk about.
Awesome. Okay. Well, let's get to know you, because I know you're married and you have a baby boy at home. Right? So all the, obviously, mommy millionaires, they want to know about that. How long have you been married?
Sure. So I've been married now for 3 years. I was with my wife for a long time.
Okay. How long have you guys been together?
Oh, we've been together since 2007 now. So 12 years now we're together. Yeah.
Aww.
So took me a little while to pop the question, but once I did, I was delighted that I did. And, you know, she's a great woman. She is amazing. And we have a 7-month-old now, Harvey. Harvey is amazing. He's a great little guy. He's sleeping, has slept quite a bit. So I count myself extremely lucky. And yeah, he's just been an awesome little addition to our actual family now. So we have a family, which we didn't have before. So that's really exciting. Mm. And it's all going really well.
Now, does she work with you or is she at home?
Great question. So she is actually by trade a primary school teacher. She is still on leave at the moment from that after having the baby, but she's decided to take another year's career break. And to be honest with you, not to sound, you know, whatever, but she doesn't have to go back to work if she doesn't want to go back to work. There's no problem there. She actually is helping out with the business now, which has been really cool. She actually does a lot of her proofreading now for all the different, we create a lot of content. And, you know, she loves, it's so funny. I remember years ago asking her, like, what would your dream career be? And she's like, I'd love to be a secretary. right? So I'd love to be a secretary, as you'd say in the States, or and in Canada too. So she has this kind of weird obsession with organizing things to the letter and all of that. So she's really getting into that side now, and she doesn't want to do anything else. She's just happy doing that. And to be honest with you, she's amazing at the stuff she does. So it's been really fun having her in the business. I'm not sure if she'll stay in the business. I have no idea. But yeah, at the moment, she's just taking care of her son, which is a really big, it's a big sacrifice. You know, like a lot of women who are stay-at-home moms, I have such respect for, especially single moms too, as which there are a lot of, unfortunately, the world over, and stay-at-home moms. I mean, it's such a tough job. Like, yes, I'm busy all day. I come home in the evening. I'm a little bit tired. But at the end of the day, I have to put in my shift when I get home, because it's a full-time job, as you all know, taking care of a kid too, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely. So how long has Marketplace Superheroes been around?
Yeah, so it's been around now for almost 5 years. And I mean, I can talk a little bit about where I was before that, if you like. Now,
I was just wondering, how did you get to this whole point of you being in a successful business?
Yes, sure. I might as well kind of start with that. So I'm 32 years old now, for anybody listening, just to give some context to the conversation. And like a lot of people listening, you know, when I was in my teens, I wanted to do other things. I wanted to be a rock star, would you believe? And so I did that kind of stuff for a long time, tried to make it, didn't work out. So I was in my kind of very early 20s. I was working in these different jobs because, you know, I was doing that while I was in the band. Band broke up. And here I am working these jobs, not really knowing exactly what career I wanted to be in. And one thing I did do, I did 2 years in college, and then I did 1 year at nighttime in college, and I studied marketing the whole time. Now, I never finished my degree, but what I did actually gain at that time was I gained a love for like business and business books. So I was like, I was geeking out every day over business theory and things like that, which people thought I was very weird for, which I understand. But I actually did get student of the year in one of my years in college just because I got obsessed with it all, right? So I was in my early 20s then. I had a lot of this book knowledge, but band broke up. I became really unhealthy, started drinking way too much alcohol, eating way too much takeaway junk food, and was just in this job I didn't enjoy. And so what basically happened there was, well, you know, the band's finished. I'm doing all this business stuff. I want to have my own business, but I've never had my own business before and I have no idea what business to get into. So I did what a lot of people here today probably did. I started Googling like how to make money online, how to build an online business and all of that. And unfortunately at the time, I found so much junk kind of like, you know, make money next week, make $1 million in 3 days and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I went down that rabbit hole, like a lot of mommy millionaires may have done in the past. And basically, I got so far down the rabbit hole, buying all these courses that didn't work, and just getting into this weird world of online marketing and internet marketing, make money online kind of stuff, that I was like, I just have no idea what to do here. So I got this epiphany when I was in my, about 22 at this point, where I said to myself, look, I'm not an expert in anything. I'm not an authority. I don't want to put myself out there because I have nothing to share in my mind at the time. So what's a business I can do where I don't have to do any of those things? Mm-hmm. So I just thought, well, just selling products, just simple products would be something I could do. So I started searching again online for more information around that. And I kept finding all these random different bits and pieces. The courses that were out then, like even, you know, 10 years ago, maybe even 12 years ago, nowhere near as good as the courses that are out there today. And so cutting a long story short, I was 23 and I met this guy, Robert, who, as you mentioned, is still my business partner to this day. And my aunt introduced me to Robert. And basically he had a business where he was selling his own products and other people's products on Amazon and on eBay in the UK at the time. And so I got really excited. I was like, wow, finally somebody, a real life person with a real business, you know? And so I went up to see the warehouse. It was cold. There were rats running around. It was not a nice internet lifestyle kind of place. But what I did get from that was I saw a real business selling real products to real people. And that was where I started this path of e-commerce. And so basically Robert took me under his wing. I quit my job. I moved into my aunt's spare room and I spent the next 9 months just learning everything about selling on these marketplaces, hence why we're called Marketplace Superheroes. So I learned with Robert. He had at the time 2 warehouses, all his staff and all his stress, right? Not an internet business that like the businesses we have now on Amazon are very different, which I'll explain to everybody. So essentially, here I am now learning with this guy for 9 months. There's all these warehouses, all these staff, and we see this thing called Fulfillment by Amazon. And in very basic terms, what that means is you can have your own products or you can sell other people's products that you buy from them, like a wholesaler, mm-hmm. and you can put your items on Amazon into Amazon's warehouse that they can store it for you. And every time you make a sale to a customer on Amazon, they'll ship it out for you and they'll do all the customer services on your behalf. So basically, you just become the person that has to find the products, get them to Amazon, and Amazon, you do the initial marketing, and Amazon take care of all the boring stuff that we don't want to do. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, we're just like, we have to get rid of everything and we have to rebuild this business so that we can actually have some freedom, because we were working crazy hours at the time, like 16 hours a day, every day. It was awful. And so we rebuilt the business from scratch. We figured out how to find all these different weird products that we sell. And really, we just put our whole thing into a set of processes, and we kind of rebuilt this business in about 18 months we did about $1.4 million a year at that time in revenue at about 30% in your pocket profit margin. People always ask us that question.
Yeah.
See, we scale from there, and I mean, we can chat more about how I got to this point, but that's how I got my start, how I realized Amazon was the thing to do, and there you go.
So is this also, I've heard the term drop shipping. Is this kind of the same thing as that?
It's a great question. It's not the same. So with drop shipping, what you're doing there is you have a website, right? And you're advertising different products on your website. Now, you don't hold the stock yourself. Another company holds that stock. So every time you make a sale, you basically tell that company, hey, I sold this product to this person, and they charge you, say, $20. Basic, I'm just going to go basic numbers. You sold it for $40, so there's $20 there, right? Now, that would never work out that simply, but that's just at a basic term. But with the FBA business model, you actually have your own branded product that you own, that you find from a supplier in the US or China. You put your own brand on the product, all of that. And then you import the item. We actually have a freight company. We do all this for our members now. But you import the item, say, to the US or wherever you're going to sell it, and you put it into Amazon's warehouse. They store it and then you sell it. The big difference is you make a lot more money mm-hmm. by building your own brand. When you're using drop shipping, you're making like of the sales price, maybe 7 to 10% of the sales price's profit. So if you sold it for $20, you might make $2 in your pocket after all is said and done, if you're lucky. Whereas with the FBA business model, because you own the product and all that, you're taking a little more risk, but you make 30% of the sales price. So you sell something for $20, you're going to make $6 in your pocket after all expenses are paid. So it's a much more profitable business. It's actually much more valuable as well, because you own those products, you own that brand. I've seen a lot of people sell their brands and sell their FBA businesses as well for quite a bit to people as they've built them. So it's much more of a profitable thing and of something you actually own and control a bit more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, so give me an example, what are some of the products you personally sell?
Oh, yeah, they're all different kinds of stuff. Some examples would be like, we did very well with things like vacuum storage bags. So a lot of people would know those. So
so funny. I bought those on Amazon before.
Yeah, who knows? Things like that. We did very well with other things like plastic shoe boxes we used to sell. We sold things like if you have surround sound in your house, the little speaker mounts, we've sold those. And we've sold everything in between. We sold hundreds of different types of products.
Wow. Our
men have sold thousands of different types of products, down to as boring as this, Kayla. Now imagine this. And you cannot get passionate about this product, which is fine, but it did very well from it. Do you know, with your washing machine, you've got the little legs underneath your washing machine.
Yes.
And the washing machine vibrates too much, it's going to like scratch the ground. So they're little covers that cover the feet of your washing machine to stop it from scratching.
Yep.
Like That's as boring now as you're going to get. But that's the type of products that our members sell, because we don't sell really trendy items. You know, like the really trendy items on Amazon will be like supplement products or, you know, barbecue products or things like that, right? They're really, really big sellers, really competitive. We sell like the feet of the washing machine covers, right? Not competitive, and not that many people want to sell them. But the beautiful thing is that our model is we sell a small number of products. We make a small number of sales per day of those items. But here's the key now. We take those products and we sell them on Amazon in multiple Amazon countries. So obviously Amazon.com is a huge market, and it's the biggest right now. However, there's other markets, say in Europe over here, which, you know, in the UK, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, you can sell your same products in all of these countries at the same time. And the great news is that Amazon will store the product for you, they'll ship the product for you, and they'll take care of all the customer service in every single language. And that's how we really grew our business very quickly, was because we just took the same items and we sold them in lots and lots of different places. And because we were able to use all of Amazon's infrastructure, it just allowed us to build a global business without having to have all these different things. Because when we started selling in the US years ago, you know, it's like 8 years ago now when I first started selling in the US, we actually had to find some random guy who had a warehouse who we could, you know, get our stock to. And all that's out the window now with Amazon. And so, you know, there's actually 3 million third-party Amazon sellers around the world, which is just sellers other than Amazon. That said, though, a lot of those sellers, they sell like wholesale products. So like products we would all already know, they get deals on them, you sell them on Amazon. What we're doing is what we call private label, which means we find a product selling well on Amazon, we find a way to improve the offer. So let's say we have a plastic shoebox and we go, well, we can do a different pack size. So people are selling a 5-pack, we'll sell an 8-pack, we'll put in like a shoe fresheners as a little bonus because we know they have shoes, kind of thing. And so we make a better offer, we put our own brand on that product, and then we get that product into as many Amazon countries as we can. Now, in the past, when I first started, it was tricky to do that kind of stuff, right? Because we had to find these freight forwarders to ship our products all over the world. But what we did over the last year now of Marketplace Superheroes, we launched this thing called Superhero Freight, where we're able to actually, we do our own containers. So you know the big containers you put on the...
On the trucks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we ship them ourselves from China now to the US. We have a warehouse in a huge warehouse in Houston, Texas now. We actually have a warehouse in the UK for the European market. And we have a warehouse in Brisbane, Australia now as well. So when people get into our world, that's kind of the really big thing with us. We said, well, it's all well and good. We teach people stuff, but we put all of our own money back into the business to make it easy for people to ship stuff. So that long term, we kind of partner with our members. And people like that because we're, as our members always say, like, we feel like you have our back. And so that's a big part of what we do, you know?
I love that. So this whole time I'm listening to you and I'm like, whoa, I'm learning a lot right now. But the thing that was in the back of my mind that I know the mommy millionaires listening in are thinking is like, okay, this is great, right? All right, that's awesome. You can make some money selling these covers at the bottom of a washing machine. But, you know, what's in it for me, right? So for these people that, you know, because I know I have stay-at-home moms that listen into this just to get inspired, to learn, you know, but they might go, oh, I could maybe do that. You know, how much money do you need to start this kind of business?
Yeah, that's a great question. And again, like there's lots of different answers to that I could give, but I mean, the simplest answer, right?
I want to know the cheapest way. That's what people listening in want to know.
Again, I'll be totally upfront with everybody listening. Like, this is not a business where this is not a business you can start for like $100, right? It just isn't. Mm-hmm. And I have to be totally upfront, transparent with everybody. What we always tell people is, look, if you have $1,000 to $3,000 to put into your first 1 to 2 products, that's going to get your business started. It's going to get your first products in stock, and it's going to get you selling. Now, what you're looking to do there is you're looking to double your investment. So if you put $3,000 into your business, you're looking to get $6,000 back out in your hand in 3 to 9 months of selling when your products start to sell. Right? That's what you're looking to do initially. Now, some people might say, well, that's not a lot of money. But what I would say to that is, well, what other investment can you double your money in three to six to 9 months? There's not very many investments
that quickly, right?
Yeah. So obviously then a lot of people listening will think, well, if I have more money, obviously then I can scale this business faster, which again is true. Now, the great thing about in these worlds like Mommy Millionaire is a lot of people listening to this show probably are in service, they offer services from home. They mm-hmm. do things like that, which are higher inverted commas profit, right? Because you're sometimes trading time for money, which again, some people really like rag about that. But I always tell people there's nothing wrong with trading time for money for a period of time, because that's something we've all had to do, myself included. So when you have a service business like that that's creating cash flow for you, what I always tell people is, like, instead of taking that money that you're making from that and putting it all into like a savings account. Now, you should save money, absolutely. But think about it. You're not even getting 1% interest anymore on a savings account. It's right. Sometimes 0.01%. And so the problem is a lot of quote unquote traditional investments, they're really low yielding. So even like an index fund, which some people might invest. So if for anybody who doesn't know, it's essentially just every stock in the stock market in one big fund. You put your money into it and you take the growth. Now, that could return 5% a year, maybe more, but that's about the height of it, right? Then you got to pay expenses, etc. Whereas with an Amazon-based business, I'm not saying take all your money. I'm saying take some of it, but you will make 100%. You will double the value of your investment. So what we talk about in Marketplace Superheroes world is the coffee shop reality. So Kayla, you tell me, right, in the town or city that you live in now, how much roughly, would you think it costs to start like a coffee shop where you live right now? Roughly.
Oh. Well, I live in one of the most expensive places in the US, but I would say, at least 800,000.
Wow. Okay. As much as that? Wow. Well, actually, do you want to know something? At McDonald's, you have to have a net worth, non-borrowed funds of almost $1 million to start at McDonald's. So you're probably right. Not that far off where you live, certainly. And even if it was 100,000, it's still 100,000. So my thing is this, internet businesses are awesome, but this is a real business like any other business. Mm-hmm. And so I would say a lot of people start small with this business. What they do then is they see it's working. And then they get more aggressive. So and the way you get more aggressive in this business, there's two ways. Number one, you find another person that has capital and wants to invest with you, or you get money to invest in your business. But the real key to this is I never would take money for a business where you don't have something that's already somewhat proven. So what a lot of our members do, myself included, is you find some products, you put your own money down to get them in the stock. You get them selling, you get them working, and then you have something in your hand now. You can go to a bank, for example, and you can say, look, this is my product, these are my products, here's what they're selling per month, here's how much they're making me, there are my invoices from my supplier. I need these products funded now because I want to take the money that I would have to put into these and buy new items. Now, a lender has no problem funding something like that because literally they can show it, you can show them, this is what I'm selling. And so that's the kind of key to scaling an internet e-commerce business. It's like you're trying to sell out your products faster to get your profit back. And at the same time, when you get stuff that's working, you get other people to pay for it. And then you can scale with the money that you've freed up. So that's the full kind of, like, for people that aren't sure how to scale something like that, that's how it works. Now, as your products are on Amazon for longer.
Well, how do you even know which product to start? Like, I would never know to go and get these covers for the bottom of a washing machine. How do you pick that out?
Absolutely, yeah. I would never know. I would never ever know. So what you do is, first of all, it's going to be tricky, but but I'll describe it as best I can, right? So we've got videos on our YouTube channel. You can see us do this kind of stuff. But basically, you go to Amazon.com. For example, a lot of people in the US will be listening to this. So go to Amazon.com. And in the top left-hand corner, there's a little menu, a little hamburger menu. It's got little lines going down. You click on that, and you'll see all the different categories that you can sell on Amazon. Well, that products are for sale on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So you'll see home and kitchen, sports and outdoors, all of that. Click into, say, home and kitchen, for example. The names change all the time, but it was called home and kitchen. Click in there, and then what you want to do is find the top 100 best-selling items in home and kitchen. what that's telling you is these are the top 100 items that are selling the most in that category on Amazon. Now, spoiler alert for everybody listening, you will never, I will never say never, but most likely never sell a product that's in the top 100. Why? Because it's too competitive. If something's in the top 100 of one of those big categories, it is literally making hundreds to thousands of sales per day on Amazon, right? Because to put it into perspective, there's 300 to 600 sales made every second on Amazon right now, which is incredible. So we start there. And what we do is then we start like seeing what's working in these categories, in these markets. And we see, well, I didn't know so many of these, you know, reusable bin, or not reusable, but recyclable bin bags sell so much. I didn't know that. I didn't know all these different things. Because when I started, I was like, do I sell iPads or what the hell do I sell? I have no idea. It's a common question. So we start there and we see what's working at a big level. Then we start clicking through those products and we open new tabs and we start looking down and see what products are related to that, to the products that are selling well. You'll see it on Amazon, like sponsored products that people also bought. Customers also bought these products. Everyone listening has probably seen that before.
Yes. Yep.
We start to find new ideas that have what we would call a higher BSR. All a BSR is, for anybody listening, is that bestseller rank. So if you're in the top 100, you might be 50 BSR. So you're the 50th best-selling item in that category. Very simple. So we're looking for items that are less than 20,000 BSR, but are above about 5,000. And so what that starts to show us is products that are outside the highly competitive lines. That's the number one thing we're looking for. Then let's say we have a keyword that's like plastic shoebox. So that we know that's the keyword of one of these products. We search that on Amazon again, and we look to see how many results do Amazon give us back for that keyword. So you basically type it into Amazon, press return, and you'll see like on the top left-hand corner, one of say 10,000 results. So if that says, if it's 1,000 or less results, well, then that looks interesting to us because number one, BSR. Number two, it's got less results there, which means it's selling, proven to sell because it has a BSR. So we know it sells. Then we see it's got less results. So we know there's not as much competition. And really from then, what we're looking at is what does the other competition look like? So if there's just pages of these same plastic shoe boxes with no difference whatsoever, we would not get into a market like that, right? Because it's just too hard to stand out. We're looking for an example that people can type into Amazon and see what I'm talking about. A thing called a Carboy carrier. What the hell is a Carboy carrier? Great question. I didn't know either. It is a little strap. You put on this big glass thing that holds liquid, which is called a Carboy, which is used when you're making cider, beer, that kind of stuff, right? I never knew what this thing was.
Wow.
But if you typed in Carboy carrier to Amazon.com, you would see results of like 300. So in other words, there's not that many results for it, but the best BSR rank for many of those is less than 20,000. So that was a really hard way to describe it. I think I made it as clear as I can, but that's the basis of what we do.
I was following. People will probably have to go back and re-listen if they really want to do this. But one thing that stood out to me is $3,000 isn't a lot of money. You know, it's not a lot of money, especially like there's a ton of network marketers that are listening in right now, you know, and that business can be so up and down. And so, but it's a high cash flow, you know, like you could easily make $3,000 in a day on there, you know? And so I love the idea of, instead of putting that in your savings account, you know, start an e-commerce business, start one of these FBAs and, you know, double your money in just 6 months. That's insane. So you're saying if I start and I do $100,000 in, you're saying in, you know, 6 to 9 months, I could potentially, you know, make double my money.
Yeah. I mean, and if I spoke to this great guy, I won't tell you his surname. His name is Rob. He's in the States. He's such a funny guy. I met him in Poland a few weeks ago at an event I was at. And Rob was telling me, like, he's a real estate investor. And, you know, he was like, you know, he makes a lot of money with real estate, but he's a really nice guy. But what he was saying to me is, look, I was giving him the numbers. And he's like, well, this is a no-brainer. Can you just find me products and basically do this for me? I will fund this. So we're doing that for him now. But my point is that, like, he couldn't believe the investment level, because in real estate, you know, he's used to, well, I need to put down $150,000 for this property, and I need to do all these different things. So right. It's going to $250,000, and then, you know, I'm going to break even in 3 years or whatever. So, you know, and again, he's a brilliant real estate investor and he's made a lot of money long term. But for everybody listening, it's like, you know, if you build this up somewhat slowly, the thing to remember is if you're slow or fast, it doesn't matter. It's a very passive business, because the most work is at the start, finding the products, getting it branded, all of that. But once you do, you do that once, you don't have to do it again. You just keep bringing in the product, keep selling it on Amazon, and Amazon do all the day to day. So you're not going to be sitting there every day, you know, watching this. Now, we do teach our members how to run some simple PPC, some simple paid advertising within the Amazon platform. They have the ability for you to pay so that you're shown on the first page of the results when someone types in, let's say, cedar hanger, and you sell cedar hangers, but you're not ranked on page one yet. You can pay Amazon a bit of money and they'll show your product on page one as a sponsored product, like a Facebook ad or anything like that.
Does that work really well? Do you see a lot of return on that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Works really well. It's really inexpensive on Amazon. But the key is this, Kayla. The key is the product research stage in this business. You have to fall in love with that part, because when you have the right product, everything else works off the back of that. Because if you pick a product that's too competitive, well, what's going to happen is you've got to pay a lot more money to get onto page one of that product. Therefore, your margins are going to be a lot thinner. And that's the thing. Like, we've got something called a rule of five, right? And I think a lot of people listening, a lot of mommy millionaires, will like the idea of this. And by the way, even if you don't do our program or anything, listen to this from a marketing standpoint as well for your business, because it's a really great thing we did to describe this business. Okay. So we've got five products. We sell them in five countries. We make five sales per day, per product, per country, at an average net profit of $5. So it's 5 by 5 by 5 by 5. And if you do that every day for 30 days, that is a net profit in your pocket after all is paid of $18,750. Now, how can you get to that with just five products? Key is that you've got five markets that you're doing this in. These are all obviously averages, and it's just to show everybody listening framework of what we're talking about. Whereas I know a lot of people that do this Amazon business, and what they go for is, oh, well, take one product, get it selling 100 a day, and then you can move to product two. Our whole thing is, look, that's fine for some people, but I don't want to be in a situation where, you know, I'm selling 100 a day of one thing. What happens if something happens to that product? The business is in trouble. So for us, it's like, it would be a great world for us. We've been there, where we're selling like 100 simple, boring products that make a small number of sales every day in a number of countries. If one product stops selling, it's like a tiny graze. Whereas if you have three products and one stops selling, it's like your arm's been chopped off. So yeah. This goes for any business, even with Marketplace Superheroes. You know, we've got some people who help promote Marketplace Superheroes, right? And so we've, say, different websites and things like that. I'd much rather have 100 websites is sending me, you know, five people who really are really interested in doing something than Facebook, for example, and I'm getting all my leads from Facebook. Because if my Facebook account gets shut down, obviously I'm in trouble. So it's things like that we do to mitigate a lot of risk, and we sell in a lot of markets. So they're all the keys, really, you know.
I love that advice, because I mean, it goes for anybody listening in that's just so focused on Instagram. It's like Instagram can change something tomorrow and your whole business changes. I have a friend that, you know, sells a like service, and I'm like, you know, any second they're going to take that away and your whole business, which is a multi-million dollar business, what are you going to do? And she's like, they're never going to do that. I'm like, it's happening now. I see it with some of my friends' accounts.
You're gone here. There's no likes on Instagram posts in the UK and Ireland anymore. And actually Facebook Australia just started removing the likes as a test as well. So it's happened.
That makes sense, because I saw one of my friends that lives in the UK and I saw that. Okay, so I didn't know it was country-based. That's amazing. Can you still see how many followers people have there?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, yeah. It's just they've taken that away. Now, on the other side, you, the creator, you can see the likes and the amount of likes, but to the outside, they can just see, you know, one person and others like this post. But again, you know, that's like anything.
Yeah.
It's like anything.
It's always changing.
Yeah. And again, even with Amazon, right? It's like, that's why we do things like, You've got your US side of the business. And when you start selling in Europe, we actually help our members set up a European business. Real simple, not complicated. We've done all these things to, again, further mitigate all of these, you know, potentials. And the other side of it too is there's a lot of people really succeeding on Amazon.com now. We just launched a case study where we helped people from the US, really successful guys. They doubled their business by actually expanding into Europe. And they sell more of their products now in Europe than they do in the US. And they never would have done that had they not embraced more markets. And I think for anybody listening, no matter what business you're in today, it's like if you can get into more markets, and one is the worst number in business, like we all know that. So more markets, more offers, like they're the two things I always talk to my guys about. No matter what business I'm in, I'm in four different businesses now, we're always going, how can we make more offers? How can we get into more markets? And we just keep doing that. And you know, our business continues to grow because of that, you know?
It's interesting because, I mean, there's people on the other side of that will say, just do the one thing and do it really well and become the best, right? Become the dominate. So I think, you know, it just depends on what you're doing. So let's talk about Marketplace Superheroes. You guys are training people all over the place. Is it a membership site? I mean, I keep hearing you say members. So do people pay every single month to learn from you? How does that work?
Yeah, great question. So with us, we call them members because that's how we see everybody. We see them as members, you know, part of our movement. But the answer to that question is there's two ways you can join Marketplace. We have like a one-time payment. You just pay that and then you're into the main program. You get access to the entire system. You get access to some software, to our community, things like that. Or we actually split up the payments for people as well, depending on what they want to do. So there's no ongoing monthly. There's things like our freight company, for example, where people pay a yearly membership fee to join that network. Mm-hmm. And it's like a co-op, right? So you pay a little bit of money to join, but immediately we're able to slash your shipping costs. And how we actually do that, and again, anybody listening, these are really great, innovative business practices too. Everybody was you know, going with a freight forwarder, paying a lot of money to ship in their items from China to another country. So what we said was, well, we have all these people shipping. We'll ship the containers and we can have people prepay their shipping. So the problem in the past would have been you would use some freight company. By the time you receive your items, you get this massive list of expenses that you were never told about. And again, I've seen it. I had it done to me for years. And all of a sudden, your shipping becomes way more expensive than you thought it would be. So we said, let's charge upfront so people know how much they're paying. It'll lock in a special price. And that's why we built Superhero Freight. So that's something people can join for a yearly fee. But the reason they pay that is because we literally slashed their shipping by 50% to 100% actually.
Where are you getting? So you said that you're getting your Marketplace Superheroes, those members, you're getting them through affiliates. Okay. And then are you spending money on Facebook ads, Amazon ads? Where else are you getting leads from?
Yeah. So we actually get a lot of our prospects now from affiliates. Yes. But we also get a lot of prospects from these deals we do with websites where we kind of take over websites. So people might have sites that promote different things. They may or may not be happy with the money they're making from, say, the things they're promoting. So we basically say we actually guarantee them a certain amount of money per person that they refer over. So we guarantee them like a lead cost. And then what we do is we give them the opportunity to be an affiliate. So whatever they make more money from, that's what they get paid for. So if they made, let's say they didn't generate that many affiliate sales, well, they still know I'm getting like, you know, $3 to $5 for every lead that I'm sending across to Marketplace Superheroes. So that's a really big thing we've done, which is a really ninja thing that nobody's really doing. So I've just kind of given a huge tip away for anybody.
Yeah, I was like, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, something I kind of came up with, I suppose, or whatever. I don't know. And so we do that. We obviously do run Facebook ads, yes. But to be honest, like, you know, we prefer, if we can, to have our own clients referring people and endorsement partners. The reason for that is because, you know, Facebook is wonderful and all of that, but our best customers always come from referrals, like 100%. They're always the most motivated. They always want to get going the earliest, and they just become our best clients. So we saw that by doing an 80-20 of our business, and I suppose, from an online marketing standpoint, we look at things very differently to others because we've seen the data and we know the more partners we can have in our business, the better our business is. And it's always been that way. Now, Facebook's still a great place for us to get prospects from, but it is absolutely not our number one lead source at all, which again, you know, it's the opposite to what other people are saying, which I like.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a huge fan of affiliate marketing. So I love that you guys are doing that. What's the most shameless thing you've done to build marketplace superheroes?
That's a great question. I've never been asked that before. I would say when I started Marketplace Superheroes, you know, I still to this day obviously really believe in what we're doing and what we're teaching. I would not be doing it. But what I did was I had no following whatsoever. Nobody knew who I was. I was this weird Irish guy. Still am a weird Irish guy, but I was even more strange maybe back then. And basically what I did was I went into a Facebook group I was in and I wrote this post and I basically said, it was something like, you know, I'm really excited about the webinar I'm writing and it's called how we made $4.2 million in sales on Amazon in the last 2 or 3 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I knew then a lot of people would in that group would be very interested in what I was talking about because they'd be interested in my business. So it was a bit cheeky, if you want to call it that, because I knew they'd be interested, and then a lot of people said, yes, I'd love to hear more. And I called every one of those people, and they were the first people who enrolled in Marketplace Superheroes, some of whom are still active clients of ours to this day. So that was pretty shameless. It was a little bit cheeky, I would say.
I love it. You got to be willing to put yourself out there. That was just a bold move. So yeah. I absolutely love that. Well, okay. I have just learned a ton from this conversation and I want to thank you so much for you gave a lot of value. I'm like, he should be charging for this. And I know you have a free training everybody can watch. What is it? Yeah. What is that training called?
Yeah. So basically that training is how to build a 5 to 7 figure global Amazon business selling simple everyday products. That's what it's called, right?
Okay.
And we really break down the business model in a lot more detail than today's call. We break down our research process in more detail and we really just kind of break down how you can go from, you know, zero to having this business set up and running for you, making you money every month, the year over. So the way to get that training, I can cover if you like, Kayla.
Yeah, I know we're definitely going to link it up for everybody too.
Yeah, so we just created a special link for yourselves just so it was easy to get to because we have lots of different trainings that we do. And it's marketplacesuperheroes.com/mommy-millionaire because obviously that's what we're here today.
Woohoo!
And so that's where you can go check it out and enjoy it. Obviously, there's other places like YouTube where we have lots of free training as well that you can just check us out because, you know, this is the beauty of what you're doing, you know, the effort you're putting in for your community. We do the same on the content side and our side because, you know, it's hard to know who to trust, right? Because it's the internet. But the really big thing is people like yourself and ourselves, like we've been around a long time now. And the reason for that is because we serve people in the right way. And so that's why I'm on this podcast today, because I said to you before we started, I'm so impressed with what you've done with your community. And we take it very seriously. Everybody who comes from Mommy Millionaire World, we take that very seriously also. So if you like anybody listening today, a little secret hack, if you want to actually message me and ask me anything, you can go to my Instagram. It's a very small following, Stephen J. Summers. Ask me anything over Messenger and I will respond. Any other platform, I probably won't, but Messenger, just for you ladies, and maybe some fans too, I'll answer you.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure to link up everything in the show notes, you guys. So stay tuned for the wrap up because I'm going to tell you guys all what I think about Stephen and the Marketplace Superheroes. All right, you guys, was your mind just blown or did all of you guys already know that stuff? I don't know, but he was a really great teacher, I thought. I was like, this could be a very boring subject. And for those of you guys that are not interested in e-commerce whatsoever, I still think it's really cool to understand the concept that people around the world are building sustainable businesses through this concept. selling, you know, whatever he was talking about, the carriers. I was like, what? People sell those? But you know, if you go to Amazon, like there's, you could literally get everything on there. And so, I just thought it was a very interesting way. We talk about, you know, having seven different streams of income, to make sure you don't have all your eggs in one basket. And, you know, learning something like this, you know, purchasing his training, it's really investing. And I mean, it's, I think it's only like $1,000, like so, you know, inexpensive to learn how to do this properly. So if you guys are interested at all, you know, always get a coach, and their program is one of the best out there right now. I mean, they're helping thousands and thousands of people. He's turned that business into a multiple seven-figure business because it works and people keep coming back for more and more help. So, I definitely learned a lot. I just want to remind you guys, if you are interested in doing an e-commerce, don't go out there and blindly do it and just watch YouTube videos. Honestly, like go to somebody that knows what they're doing. It's an energetic exchange and invest in them, even if it's not Marketplace Superheroes. I hope it is because I think they're great. But if it's somebody else, like make sure that they have a proven track record and they will be able to help you so you don't lose money. Because I've seen a lot of people buy these big courses and spend a ton of money in drop shipping and lose so much money. So you really want to go to somebody who knows what they're talking about and not just blindly do it. But I thought, how cool, you could start this business for as little as $3,000, probably even less than that, right? And get a return in 6 to 9 months. I mean, if you guys are a coach out there, I mean, most coaches make $3,000 a month at least, right? Grab a couple more clients, sell a couple more shakes, and invest this money to grow another stream of income for you. I think it's really, really cool. I know Chase and I are definitely doing it because we're all about being all over and having lots of different ways that we are creating cash and a legacy for our family. So I hope you guys really enjoyed this. If you did, tag both me and Stephen J. Summers on Instagram. Remember, it's Kayla.craft. And tell us how, you know, what you learned and why you loved it. All right, as always, ladies, go out there, get what you want. Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.